Okay, I got it going. Okay, we're going to do Proverbs chapter 15, verse 5. And it says, "A fool abhors his father's discipline, but one who guards rebuke will become cunning." That's the verse, okay? So we have to give a few definitions. Two definitions, really. Discipline and rebuke, according to King Solomon, is with wisdom. It does not mean where I tell a child off and says, "You're bad," or I punish a child. You know what I mean? Like I put him in his room. That's not what King Solomon is talking about. He's talking about where you're guided by wisdom. You understand? Now, either you could talk about wisdom like we do in general, whether it applies to any of us, we have to each one think about it. Or when somebody is bad and you sit and explain what is wrong in a particular case, so then in that case, again, it's with chachma, wisdom, not just hitting the child or screaming at the child, okay? So it's always wisdom, discipline, and rebuke, okay? When it says the word father, there are three types of fathers. There's the biological father, there's the psychological father. The psychological father could either be a biological father or adopted father. And then there's the intellectual father. Okay, that's what the Meiri says about the word father. When we talk about King Solomon, when he talks about the father guiding you, he's talking about the intellectual father that guides you with wisdom. Okay, those are the two definitions that we have to get started. So there are two contradictions. One contradiction is abhor. It should say, a fool is not interested. Why does he have to abhor it? Abhor means distasteful, hateful, you understand, disgusting. It's a powerful emotion. You could say he's just not interested. I mean, that's possible. And it includes, in certain cases, you might be upset. But why does it say a fool abhors? It should say, fool is not interested. And is that... And the second question is, what is guard? Guard is a physical thing. He should say, instead of guard, he should say, investigate. Think about what I have to tell you. What do you mean guard? How do you guard an idea? What does guarding an idea mean altogether? The answer is that when a person first starts hearing these ideas, he has to get upset with it. He gets upset. If you remember, we used to have a joke about we always walk out the press from this class because some of the ideas are... Right?
Somebody doesn't come back.
Yeah, sometimes, right. So the thing is that a person... In other words, I think everybody really abhors it when you first hear it. But some people could come back and get above, and some people can't. Okay? There's a level where you recognize the value. That's not a fool. You recognize the value. And even though when somebody tells you something that's against your emotions, you're happy because you recognize the value of seeing an idea like that. You recognize the value and you just look at it. Is it? And you just investigate and see how it could benefit you. But a beginner, in other words, people that don't come to the class, they're just not interested. You understand? Or a teenager, he just doesn't like, it's the parent. It's who's telling him. Sometimes a teenager could listen to somebody else, but not their parent. You understand? It's a different situation. When he says abhor, it says after you hear the idea, And it runs counter to every way you live. And you start seeing that I'm not on any type of level that, you know what I mean? no level of wisdom and ideas that I'm living a foolish life, you have to get depressed. You have to feel, ugh. You understand? There has to be a powerful emotion awakened. Or not, you don't see it. You probably don't see it if it's, the emotion is not awakened. You understand? So therefore, every fool abhors. Question is, can you get again above that emotion and come back to hear more? That's why it says the word abhor. Abhor means after you hear what the Father's discipline is. And since it's the intelligent Father, it's the Father that gives you wisdom, it's going to be ideas that are contrary to your life, to the way you live your life. And so therefore you have a terrible conflict with that. That's what he means by abhors his father's discipline. Then the second half is guard. The question is, what does it mean, guard? Person has to think about you, give over ideas. You have to think it through. So you should say, investigate or think about it, think it over, review it. What is guard? Okay? The word guard means that you will not lose it. There is a level of, guard is a metaphor for not losing. Okay? Now the question is, how is it possible not to lose it? The only way to not lose it is that it should reach a point of second nature, where it becomes a part of you. The only way that could happen is where you see the idea very, very clearly. Now, review makes it much clearer, and many ideas come together to form to sometimes the guarding comes from hearing many ideas, and sometimes it's review, sometimes it's both. But after a while, you start thinking in a certain way. It becomes like second nature that naturally you think in a certain way. Once you think in a certain way, that becomes part of you. In other words, and there's different levels of becoming part of you and thinking that way. So you could reach, let's say, a certain level where you suddenly notice that you think differently. That doesn't mean you're not going to change. You could still develop more further, and then you'll guard the next level, and then the next level. It keeps reaching a level where it becomes second nature. Second nature means that you think that way, that you don't think the old way anymore, you think the new way. That is guard. In other words, it comes through Chachma, but it reaches a level where it becomes second nature. By the way, the proof that rebuke has to become, is Chachma, is wisdom, and rebuke does not mean just telling off, because it says, he who guards rebuke will become cunning. Nobody's going to become cunning if you just scream and yell at them or hit them. You know what I mean? It has the cunning comes through Chachma. Okay? So he says, if you guard rebuke, that's a training of the mind and it makes you cunning. You understand?
I took it a little differently. Maybe it was wrong. I figured.
It's not cunning like an evil type of cunning. Cunning, in according to King Solomon, is a way of thinking. Okay, it's not defined in this verse, but it's a way of thinking. Okay, so when we come across it, we'll define it. But it's a way of thinking, and you will get it if you study the Book of Mishlei. Okay, and it becomes second nature, and the ideas become second nature. So then you will naturally become cunning, certain type of thinking.